Tonight, I tell you, God has prepared the ground. Yes, he does. Even before the singing began in the prayer rooms of time, God begins to speak to his people and gives them direction because he knows what the people need in their hearts and in their lives. And God is here tonight in a mighty way, in a mighty way. We're begotten by the word, begotten by the power of his spirit to minister to us. I so appreciate the singing. I appreciate the prayer we feel here, the time of lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. But I just want God to, I just believe there's a little more. Amen. That God prepares the ground for the receiving of the word, that the seed can be planted. Produce in your life from the Spirit of God. I want to do that. I thank Brother and Sister Crosswhite for letting us come. I thank the church for your kindness to us, all of the blessings. There's much time, many times I've prayed for this church and prayed for the leadership of this church. They're your family to me, and you have always been. There was some ground prepared way back there, making trips to Colorado and other places and just enjoying the word and the presence of God. But I feel like God has set the stage, and he said just a little bit more, a little bit more. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, I want to go tonight to the book of Acts. Praise God. I had come in a little early, was in prayer, but even the week before, a couple of weeks before we came, the Lord began to work with me on this message and to direct me here. I went to the sound booth and tonight and before service and give the young lady there a scripture and title, even before the choir began to sing. And the Lord has a way. He just brings things together. Amen. That's our God. Our God is he's a bringing together God. Amen. Book of Acts, chapter 1, and I want to read from the very last verse of that scripture, verse 26. Hallelujah. Peter and the disciples, and there's 11 of them. One's missing. And so they prepare, and then Peter preaches and ministers and talks about the Lord. He feels and what he feels in the spirit of the Lord, and that there needs to be someone to fulfill the place that was lost when Judas was lost. And in this last verse of Scripture, we find something very powerful as it begins to speak to us. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And I want to focus tonight on this simple thought, yes, he can. Not just yes, he can, but yes, he can. Praise God. Pastor. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, smile at them like you know something they don't. Praise God. God bless you. Be seated. Praise the Lord. Brother Crosswhite, you just cost yourself two dresses a while ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, he did. Praise God. What happens when something you felt, and I've heard this tonight already, was the will of God, falls apart. And now you're faced with finding a different way. God always, say that with me, God always, always works things out one way or the other. Judas had betrayed Jesus, and we look in the Bible and he was replaced by Matthias and Paul. Two took his place, it seems. One was chosen by lot, and the other was chosen by God. I want to deal tonight for just a little while with some situations in the Bible that things happened and these situations strayed from the original plan of God. Judas fell, and when he did, we find a Paul, the greatest of the apostles, I guess, that you could think of, that beside Jesus Christ, who came on the scene. That time when the disciples were there and they were dealing with this situation. This was before the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And they led through the unction of God to come together. And Peter said, I just feel we need to replace Judas. And I feel like we need to take one of those from amongst us that had been faithful to follow and been faithful to walk with God and to replace that ministry. And I want us to understand God's going to have a church. I need to say that again. God's going to have a church. Yes, he is. Somebody's going to carry the cross of Jesus Christ. Somebody's going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody's going to lift up his name. I don't want nobody taking my place. I want to be in God's house. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to feel his spirit move through a building. I want to see children filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to see the joy of the Lord give a church a revival that the town has to stop and say, what's happening at the Lighthouse Church? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. As we look through the Bible, we find Eli and his sons had failed God in their fulfilling of the priesthood. Don't think preachers are exempt. Oh my, we're seeing that on the national scene already. Eli and them failed God, and in their fulfilling of the priesthood of the Lord And because of this, a young man named Samuel was chosen. Samuel was one of the most important priests in the history of Israel. And it was simply a replacement of the original plan. And Eli's son died destitute of morals and of honor. And Samuel lived on to fulfill that office, not only of priest, but also a prophet. Step to a different level. Israel rejected Samuel in time and the leadership of Samuel, and they wanted a king. The result was Saul. And God handpicked him. Yes, he did. But he failed God. He failed God. This is tragic because it was a twist of rebellion and a twist of sin. But God had a replacement. And his replacement of Saul was David. And David became one of the greatest, if not the greatest, kings of Israel unto Christ. For out of the loins of David was coming a child. Out of the loins of David in the tribe of Judah was going to come a Savior. The world may not have seen it at that time, but God said it's going to come because the prophet had said so. And if the prophet said because God said so, oh yes, he can. Oh yes, he can. We find Cain killed Abel, a man of the earth. Killed his brother that had offered a pure sacrifice. But the purpose of God moved on anyway, though this man was killed. Seth was born in the plan of God. And it still moved forward. We find the world falls into decay and find it falls into corruption, and God decides, I'm going to destroy the world. And the Lord, the world that God had created and the world that God had looked upon and said it's good, was drowned in a flood by the judgment of Almighty God. But God's plan stayed afloat in an ark made out of wood, constructed by a man named Noah. And no matter how far man fails, no matter what happens, God has a way, God has a plan, and what God puts together, it's going to work. God wants to send a flood? Yes, he can. God wants to put a salvation in a wooden ark and let it float on the waves? Yes, he can. Hallelujah. The devil tried to stop the plan of God. No matter how hard he tries, I'm going to tell you, he cannot stop the plan of God. Come on, church. We've heard that here in this service tonight. I'm telling you, God, the devil has tried to stop God's work. The devil has tried to stop a church. The devil has tried to stop souls. But I'm telling you, God's got a plan. God's got a will. God's got a way. God's going to send revival. It doesn't matter what comes down the road. It doesn't. You say, well, God can't do it. Yes, he can. You say, God can't fill souls. Yes, he can. You say, God can't give you a bus ministry. Oh, yes, he can. Hallelujah. We need to wake up to the reality. We serve a living God. He's greater than... Hallelujah. Sometimes we find ourselves victim of circumstances. Just like an internet that won't work. Brother Robbie, praise God. But things seem to get beyond our control. You ever been there? We're living in a world that's out of control. Hallelujah. Can I just bypass for a second? You ever heard of this Gen Z generation? You college professors, y'all straighten me out over there. Yeah. There was some ladies down by the creek in one of those real crystal clear, see the bottom, and there was some coins thrown in the bottom there, and they were looking at them, and they saw them, so they reached in their pockets and got some coins out and threw them in there and watched them fall, and could see them there laying on the bottom. And one particular girl didn't have any coins, and so she took out her card and swiped it. Help us, Lord. The value was seen in the water, not in the card. I'm going to tell you, the value is seen in the water of baptism, not in the card. You can sign the card all day long. Can I preach a little while? But I'm telling you, in the bottom of that river, in the bottom of that baptism, lies the power and the value of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you, God can... Hallelujah. There's nothing greater than to be baptized in his name, washed in his blood, feel the power of his spirit, glorify the word of God. It's in the bottom. It's in the... What a God. What a God. I said, what a God. What a God. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. Let's look at the beginning for a little bit. You see, God has a plan, and it was carried through until the end. It'll always be carried through. I had one young man tell me, he said, oh, back there when so-and-so died, God lost his handle on the world. No, sir. That's your God's not my God. Your God's not the same as my God. I'm telling you, my God hadn't lost anything. Hallelujah. I said, he is not lost. He said, anything committed under my hand, I'm able to keep it. I'm telling you, God's going to have a church. He said, even the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Hallelujah. I can stand up in this day and hour that it doesn't matter what the world faces. God's got a church. And yes, he can. Yes, he can fill it up. Yes, he can lead it. Yes, he can guide it. Yes, he can give it power. Oh, yes, he can. Adam and Eve living in Eden. God looked down upon it and said, it's very good. It's pretty good. God created it. Even God said, that's a high mark. I'm going to tell you, God look at us and say, we're good.
Oh, man.
That's almost like straight A's plus, isn't it? These girls over here, they're so... Hallelujah. The will of God had been done. It was good. He created it all. It was totally awesome. Everything was just right, just how God wanted it. Can you imagine what that would be like in our lives if we were exactly what God wanted?
Right.
Well, can I clue you in? You must have been, because God called you out of darkness and said, I think I want that one.
Yeah.
I think I can take this one. I think I can take this one in, and this one will be faithful, and this one I can mold, and this one I can put on the potter's wheel, and this one I can deliver from alcohol, and this one I can... Woo! This one will be faithful. This one will pray. This one will love God. This one... Hallelujah. This one in church will touch souls and... Oh, yes, he can. You say, I can't do it. God said, oh, yes, he can.
Amen.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Tell the devil he's a liar. Yes, I can live for God. Yes, I can do what God. Yes, I can pray. Yes, I can hear the voice of God. We look at Adam and Eve and we find that something bad happened. Adam did a bad job keeping the garden. One thing about it, he didn't keep the serpent out. He didn't keep the serpent out. That's pretty good preaching, ain't it? Oh, yeah, I think. Appreciate that. Eve did a bad job of obeying God, and Adam did a bad job of eating the fruit. Thank you. And the paradise that God had created became a place of great destruction. And the fabric, something that I preached on this morning, the fabric of fellowship with God, man had broken. Sin had broken. And it was strained beyond recognition, that place with God. The paradise of God had become destroyed, and there was a gulf, a breach that was created. But the solution and the power to change it was Jesus Christ. Amen. And he was in the plan of God from the beginning, before the world was ever made. And they look back and they think, what's Jesus going to do? Just give him a little while. What can Jesus change? Just give him a little while. You may look at things and think, oh my, this situation is beyond my control. It ain't beyond his. You need a little help? Oh yes, he can. You need a little more extra power? Oh yes, he can. You need a little extra grace? Oh yes, he can. You need a little God to put his arms around you and share a little of his love? Oh yes, he can. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. We cannot hogtie ourselves because things don't work out. I'm a good example of that. We cannot mope. We cannot regret and live in the valley of uncertainty. That's really where the devil wants to get you. I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if God can do that. I hear the voice of something that don't have no business in God's church. Oh, I feel that. I felt that. I'm going to tell you, faith is what's in God's church. That spirit that said, well, I just don't know, Pastor. You sure are having a lot of church, even the more so as you see that day approaching.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all sure do a lot of worship, and even the more so. You think God loved it? Oh, yes, he does. You think God likes it when his people get together and praise him? Oh, yes, he does. You think he loves it when you're in the prayer room and the power of God's moving? Oh, yes, he does. Woo! I'm going to tell you, when you overcome, Bible said even when one sinner praise through, the angels in heaven have a shouting spell. Come on, every time we come to church, we ought to have a shouting spell. We ought to lift up the name of Jesus. We ought to say, my God's here, and it doesn't matter what I'm going through. My God's able to take care of it. My God's able to fix the situation. My God. Hallelujah. I don't serve God for now. I've got a God that's the shepherd of my soul. I got a... We need to look at the devil and say, oh, yes, God can. If you don't think so, you ought to look at yourself 10 years ago. Don't look at me. Good boy, it was bad. My wife could get, oh, I'm going to go in there. I love her. But we need to quit looking at the crossroads of yesterday and wondering what would have happened if I would have turned to the left or if I would have turned to the right. Ever been there? Boy, that's one of the devil's favorite rooms to drag you in. He gets that jab. If things turned out sour and we just simply sit down because we feel like that the enemy has given this cup, or this is the cup of life that's come to me and I have to drink it. No, sir. I said, no, sir. No, ma'am. No, we don't. No, we don't. No, sir. My God's got something better than that. If that cup ain't got, if that's, come on. I got it. My God's got a cup that he said, the cup of my. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. He that falls in love with God shall be filled. He that can pray shall be answered. If you baptize in Jesus' name, you've repented, he shall fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, he can. We don't need to stay in Egypt. You look at the children of Israel in Egypt. Bible said that there came about a king that didn't know Joseph. He began to persecute them. He began to harass them and put them in bondage. But it came to a place that, and a time when it was time for them to leave. Can I put it this way? To pack up their trash and leave. There's coming a leaving time. God brought us out of Egypt. He took Israel there, but he didn't intend for them to stay there. He didn't intend for them to stay there. We're not staying here. We're going somewhere else. We're passing through. We're in the land of Egypt, but we're not staying here. There's a place prepared for us. They called it the promised land. I called it the grace and the presence and the power of a heaven that the eyes of man and the thoughts of man cannot even begin to strip. You say, I don't know about that. I can tell you one thing. Yes, he can. For the voice of God is going to sound, and the graves are going to give up the dead, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. Genesis 50 and 25 says, and Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. How powerful is that? And shall carry, I want you, and ye shall carry my bones from hence. Joseph knew Egypt was temporary. Where's our mind? Where's our mind? This is temporary. This is not going to last forever. We're as close to the end as I've ever seen this country. We're as close to the end as I've ever seen humanity. The presidency's not going to save us. War's not going to save us. Economic goods are not going to save us. But I got a God that's going to save us. They putting down Christianity every way they can. But I'm telling you, I got a God that he is in control. And he is the God of... We need to lift up our eyes unto the hill from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Oh, yes, it is. Joseph said, I don't even want my bones. JT, I don't even want my bones left here. He said, well, they're just old bones. Asked the man that died, and they threw him in the prophet's grave. And when he fell in on his bones, he jumped up alive. Joseph said, no, sir, I don't even want my bones. I don't want them to even have a place of the remembry of my bones, though they've been here. What a God. Sometimes God operates special, in special circumstances, and things outside of the plan of God, but yet it's never out of control. And when we see this, we understand that's where Seth came from. That's where Samuel came from. That's where Saul came from. That's where Paul came from. And the list just goes on and it goes on and it goes on. God's always got a plan. Can I take you to the football stadium? I know you're human. In football, they never change the rules. But the plays do. You don't run the ball to the right every time. You don't blitz all the time. And you gauge your opponent and make changes accordingly. And if you're getting sacked all the time by the devil, it's time to change your plans. If the devil scored more points than you are, there's something wrong with your play calling. Oh, I'm in the wrong field. I'm going to tell you, when Jesus Christ steps up to the playing field and he begins to call the plans of the game of life, I'm going to tell you, he's going to win every time. And what makes it great, you're going to win every time. Because he knows the game of the enemy. And he knows the power of heaven. And he knows the power of his spirit. And he knows the power of the church. And God is able above all that we can think or ask. Oh, yes, he can. God does not and cannot and will not lose if you will stay on his team. If you will stay in his church. Abide in the presence of the Lord. I'm telling you, just like he was in this service tonight, God moved into this house and he began to overshadow it with his spirit. And he said, I've come here because of the power of the word and the power of my spirit. And I've come here to touch my people. I'm their shepherd. I'm their author. I'm the finisher of their faith. I'm the power that keeps the church. Come on, church. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Don't worry about the problems of yesterday, because Jesus has the solution for today. I I may not know when, I may not know how, but I know one thing, he can do it again. God has the eternal difference in him, by him, and through him. And his church is fed from the river of the power of his Spirit. And in that river is life. And that life is life everlasting. And in that river is the drink of water that gives us strength over the enemy and gives the church the power to see the glory of God reach out in a world and draw lost souls into this place. Stand with me. Word of God tells us, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, that means God said it. Therefore, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Yes. How can he do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it? Yes, he can. Can he move in my life? Yes, he can. Can he overcome every situation? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. We need to implant that in our minds and in our vocabulary. When devil comes dragging doubt through the door, tell him, no, you can't. Because Jesus said, yes, I can put you out. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm going to tell you, when faith begins to flow through your soul, you'll see God move and do things that'll fanaticize you, if that's a good word.
That's good to me.
That's better than can't figure out how many years I've been there. I'm not going to pick at him too much because I had to buy a dress the other day myself. God's on our side. God's on your side. God's on your children's side because of your prayers, because of your love, because of your grace, because of his mercy, because of his passion, because of the price that he paid on Calvary. This is not Easter Sunday. This is Resurrection Sunday. It's time we resurrect the power of God and the faith of God in our soul. I'm not hunting nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified, but the author and finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and give him praise.
My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or he'll calm a raging sea. My God is able. He will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able. He nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he
Somebody
won't
ought to
do.
Sing it tonight.
He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea.
My God is able, he will do it for me.
My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is
Are you thankful that God is the victor?
He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain, calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. There's not a situation that can come before his throne that will take him by surprise. He's God and God alone. All of my tomorrows he's holding in his hand. No room for fear or worry. He has a master plan to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain, a calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. There's not a situation that can come before his throne that will take him by surprise. He's God and God alone. All of my tomorrows he's holding in his hand. No room for fear or worry. He has a master plan. My God is able to see me through. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me. My God is
Somebody
able.
Ought to sing that tonight. Make it personal.
There's nothing he can't handle. Nothing he won't do. He can move a mountain or calm a raging sea. My God is able, he will do it for me.
Give the Lord a hand of praise. David came to a chaotic situation when he came to the valley, and there was his people. There should have been the winning people of God. King Saul, a mighty warrior, and a group of warriors there. But the enemy had fooled them to make them feel like they were defeated. The enemy had given them a timeline. You don't send somebody, you're going to be mine. You're going to say, we're going to have your children. We're going to have you. Everything is yours, going to be ours. And David, he come on the scene. Well, who is this? This is an uncircumcised, a person that is not even in covenant with God. But everybody else was afraid. David said, the battle's not mine. Some of us own the battle, and we're hanging on to the problem. We make ownership and identity by saying the battle, I'm going through this. I've got a big battle that I'll give the battle to God. Don't let something that's not of the covenant of God. Hallelujah. Are you thankful today that, amen, David said, you come with me with sword and with shield.
Come on.
The best of your warfare and the best of your might. A mercenary warrior is coming against David. And David begins to point out, you come to me with a sword and a shield. There's not a match for what I'm going to come up.
Right.
I come against you in the name of the Lord. How many right now? The shield is great and the sword of the enemy is great. And you know that the enemy is a thief. He kills, he steals, and he destroys. But you got something that is greater than his shield. You got something greater than his reputation. You got something greater than his sword. You got the name of the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody ought to lift their hands and just say that name right now. Call on that name, Jesus. Jesus, my God. Woo! Hallelujah. We got a world that calls on that name, but the difference is we're in covenant. Baptism, the Bible says, is circumcision of the heart. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you're in a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ from the bottom of your heart. And I'm glad today that, amen, I don't come with a sword. I don't come with a shield.
Amen.
I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. One more time, lift your hands. You ought to be excited tonight. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to you. Amen. Victory belongs to your soul. We thank you, Jesus, for joy and victory today. Thank you for the way of your spirit. We praise and we worship your name tonight, God. Thank you for what you already done. Hallelujah. What you're going to do this week as a result of our attention to your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Elder Roach, thank you for being here tonight, obeying the Holy Ghost today. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And we want to go to heaven, how? God bless you. Amen. Look at somebody and said, we're on the winning side.
We're on the winning side.
Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.